USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Gasoline prices expected to rise following drone attacks on two major oil sites in Saudi Arabia. Yemeni rebels backed by Iran claiming responsibility, and it has South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham suggesting retaliatory strikes on Iranian refineries. But fellow Republican senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, says that would be a mistake.
Are we going to send more to their deaths in Iran for something that in the end, when you topple these regimes, you get more chaos and more terrorism, not less?
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Hundreds of United Auto Worker local leaders are at a meeting right now in Detroit trying to decide whether to go on strike after GM and the UAW failed to reach a tentative new contract deal last night. Janitors who work for a contractor have already gone on strike. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Months after the first reports of it, the White House is now confirming the death of a well-known terrorist.
Osama bin Laden's son killed in a counterterrorism operation. The Trump administration confirming Hamza bin Laden killed near the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. Now, he was in a leadership role in Al-Qaeda and appeared in propaganda videos.
That's USA's Robin Walensky. Tropical Storm Humberto building strength still as it heads back into the Atlantic. It's no longer expected to hit the southeast United States, but it could hit Bermuda in a few days. Quoting sources, the Boston Globe is reporting today that NFL investigators will meet with Patriot Antonio Brown's accuser tomorrow. The Globe saying that it will be the official launch of the league's investigation into sexual assault and rape allegations made against Brown by his one-time trainer, Brittany Taylor, in a civil lawsuit filed in Florida. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is talking about a mutual defense treaty with Israel just ahead of that nation's elections on Tuesday. In a weekend tweet exchange with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump said a mutual defense treaty would, in his words, further anchor the tremendous alliance between the U.S. and Israel. Trump adding he looks forward to discussing the matter further with Netanyahu after this week's elections. Juul is reportedly still debating whether it's going to fight the flavored e-cigarette ban. The Trump administration is pushing to pull all sweet and fruity vaping products from the market in the wake of over 450 people becoming sick nationwide and six deaths, and the common thread is they vape. Meanwhile, the common thread beyond that remains hard to determine, according to oncologist Dr. Patricia Rich, who works for Cancer Treatment Centers of America. She says some researchers suspect it may be an oil containing vitamin E.
They're looking into vitamin E because it seems that when they tested, like the New York Health Department tested the product and they found high levels of vitamin E in the cannabis product. Now, vitamin E is an oil that is a nutritional supplement, but if it's vaporized and it's inhaled, when it reaches the lung, it becomes oil again, and it can cause respiratory problems. So this could be one of the compounds causing trouble.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.